Daily Worship Devotionals for Lent number 2. Well, hello there, friends. How in the world are you? Me? Man, I am blessed beyond all measure. My name's Rob Still. I'm a worship leader in the Nashville area, and welcome to Daily Worship Devotionals, a 5 to 10 minute podcast where we study the Word of God, we listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, all based on the framework of the Christian year calendar. This episode is during the season of Lent, and we're going to be talking about fasting in the secret place. So let's go.
Oh Lord, how majestic is your name, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Okay, fasting in the secret place. We're going to be reading from Matthew chapter 6. This is the New King James Version. Starting with verse 16. These are the words of Jesus, by the way. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, and they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Okay, now let's consider the voice translation. I like the way it tweaks this language a little bit. Again, starting with verse 16 of Matthew 6. And when you fast, do not look miserable as the actors and hypocrites do when they are fasting. They walk around town putting on airs about their suffering and weakness, complaining about how hungry they are. So everyone will know that they are fasting, but they don't wash or anoint themselves with oil, pink their cheeks, or wear comfortable shoes. Those who show off their piety, they have already received their reward. Look, when you fast, wash your face and beautify yourself with oil, so no one who looks at you will know about your discipline. Only your Father, who is unseen, will see your fast. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. That's the voice translation. Okay, the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So, we're in the season of Lent, a time of self-examination and reflection and repentance, often accompanied by fasting. In this passage from the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaches clearly about the attitude and mindset we are to have as we pursue growing deeper in God by means of fasting and prayer. So first, he says, don't make a big deal of it and call attention to yourself. Well, why? Well, I would say because a major purpose of fasting is to deny your flesh, to deny yourself, right? Dead to self, right? Alive in Christ. And in a tiny way, we are training our bodies to die to our appetites and our impulses for a greater level of spiritual maturity. So, if you are able to discipline yourself successfully, well, the natural tendency, at least for me anyway, is to, I'll put this nicely, celebrate the win. Or to put it not so nicely, brag and boast about your spiritual superiority. So some personal disclosure here. I think fasting is hard, and it is. But the payoff is that you build stronger muscles of spiritual discipline. Now that is success in the natural physical realm. But what is more important is your mindset. In fact, you can do the right things, but with the wrong motivation and the wrong attitude, and that actually undermines your ability to grow spiritually. So fasting is a type of sacrifice for the purposes of God, but this principle also applies to our acts of service unto the Lord. So just as it is spiritually beneficial to deny our appetite for food, so also we have to deny the capacity to deny our appetite for ego gratification. That's sort of what Jesus is addressing here also. That means we have to learn to be willing to serve in difficult ways that are hidden and unappreciated. So a quick personal story. Many years ago, as a young volunteer worship leader, I had been promoted, actually, from only leading the youth worship once in a while to a role in the big church that had a much higher profile. And I was leading worship in a large service, which at that time had attendance well over 1,000 people. We had three services, so like 3,000 people, you know, I'd be leading worship for. And, you know, after a while, I kind of had the notion that, hey, man, I'm in the major leagues now, and God is calling me to serve in a bigger way in the big church. And then we had some changes in leadership and vision and direction, etc. And I was more or less demoted off the rotation in the big church. And man, I was so hurt and confused and felt rejected. Have you ever been there? Well, not much later, I was actually given the opportunity to do more in an area of ministry that was much more hidden, much more lower profile. And I think I was fasting during that time. I can't quite remember, but this I do remember. So I'm going on a walk and I'm dialoguing with God about all this. And the thing I remember saying to God is something like this: Lord, I have this other opportunity where I've been asked to serve, but man, there's nothing in it for me. And I heard the Lord clearly say, dude, that is exactly the point. Maybe he didn't say dude, but it was more or less, that is exactly the point. There is nothing in it for you. Okay, wow. Welcome to Leadership in Ministry. So my friends, are you willing to do what Jesus directs, to fast and pray and have no one even know? Are you willing to serve in insignificant ways? Are you willing to give up your rights and your privileges and be willing to say yes to God even when it hurts really bad? If you are, Jesus made a promise in Matthew 6:18 that you can take it to the bank. God will not overlook you. He will not overlook what you are doing. In fact, he will reward you well. Your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Now, I can say, man, I have certainly had those experiences, and it built up my faith. But that's another story for another time. So even if you are not rewarded in a way that seems open to you, you can trust that God will reward you. Hebrews 11:6 says he rewards those who seek him. So, my friends, during this season of Lent, as we prepare our hearts to be better fit for the Master's service, may you hear the voice of Jesus and learn more of the ways of God and walk in step with the leadership of the Holy Spirit. To fast and pray is a good thing. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you set the example for how we are to walk humbly and to love you and others well. We commit ourselves during this season of Lent to grow our heart's capacity so that we may serve you and hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." I pray for all who hear this message that we may take it to heart and act accordingly for your glory. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. All right, well, I hope that is a blessing to you. God bless you, and thank you so much for watching Daily Worship Devotionals.com is the web address. I've got free resources there, and you can sign up on our mailing list. And if you like this podcast, I would be so appreciative if you would give us a good rating wherever it is you listen. And until next time, may God richly bless you. Vaya con Dios. Go with God. Lord, be with you.